Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fred Nelson for community comment. A letter to the editor written by Blue Lake resident Arthur C. Jones appeared in the June 20th edition of the Times Standard. The subject was, Age Limit for Jurors Would Be Nice. Mr. Jones states that he and his wife are over 75 years old, that they have each received a jury summons, and that they are feeling the effects of old age, which includes increased loss of memory and hearing. I just happen to be over the age of 80 and can agree with Mr. Jones' stated feelings. The only thing that I cannot agree with is his statement referring to age as a factor in a jury of one's peers. For instance, a 30-year-old person is not meant to be tried by a panel of 30-year-old peers. I don't know if there is an age cutoff for prospective jurors in other counties, but there does not seem to be one in Humboldt County. The affidavit for a prospective juror contains a request for disqualification of jury duty. The request does not include excuses for age or medical status, only deceased. The section requesting deferment of jury duty does include a medical appointment. The medical excuse section is very detailed and asks the physician when the patient will be well enough to serve. I find no place on the form that allows a physician to request a medical excuse for a patient who may be permanently incapacitated to serve as a juror. As a senior citizen, I can feel for those who have medical problems that are not completely debilitating, but do cause limited sitting and or standing or loss of memory or lack of concentration. I can understand why there is no specific age disqualification. Some of us are not as senile or physically challenged as others. Is it really fair to place an elderly prospective juror in the position where he or she has to stand before an audience and describe their physical and mental shortcomings? As for myself, I have served my time on juries in Humboldt County, except for the early years of my eligibility, when I was the Eureka Volunteer Fireman. As such, I was exempt from jury duty for a period of years. In days gone by, with small crews of paid firemen and large crews of volunteers, a volunteer had to be more readily available due to possible major fires. I have always felt that a person should serve in the capacity of a juror. It is a part of our rights as a citizen and a service to the community. But, like everything else, there is a limit. The availability of a medical request for permanent disqualification from jury duty should save money. Why call back a prospective juror repeatedly when you know the person's medical problems are permanent? Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.